a wisdom tooth yanked out on Thursday.
Yikes.
That's painful.
Yeah, it was not go well. Because the very end of it was like hooked. And they didn't see that in the X-ray. So the dentist was just like yanking on it and moving it back and forth for like 20 minutes.
For this?
Nope.
You weren't?
No,
if they just do the full extraction, they'll knock you out. But if they just take out a wisdom tooth, they don't.
I mean, I didn't really feel anything at the time.
Local anesthetic.
Because I was, you know, it was local anesthetic, but.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be super sore after.
I got all four of my wisdom teeth pulled out, and I was just out cold the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way they did it when I was 18. Like I had two of them out.
That's the only time I've ever been, like, under anesthesia. It was, like, very confusing.
Maybe you died and this is all a dream. You never woke up from that anesthesia.
Danny's ladder.
Danny's ladder.
The Jacob's ladder scenario. Is there a Danny after Dennis video somewhere in the internet verse?
Oh, no. Well. I just slept a lot. I don't know why this kid was like talking his ass off. I just wanted to sleep.
What are you guys talking about?
David after dentist. The old.
You know that video, that viral video of the kid that came back from the dentist after being under anesthesia and he's in the back seat just talking like a fucking moron.
He goes,
oh yeah.
He goes, ah! Just like yells and stuff.
Cool. So, welcome to Nintendo Dreamcast episode
92.
Is it 92 or 1983?
92.
Are we sure?
I'm positive.
It's 92.
All right. What are we counting the lost episode, though?
Counting the lost episode. It's 93. Probably like, 93 or 94.
Yeah.
So, I'm including the lost episode in from now on. So. Welcome to Nintendo Dreamcast episode 93.
Wait, we don't have a lost episode.
No, we do. There was one that we recorded and, like, the thing went out.
Yeah, but I managed to salvage it.
I pulled half of it off of Mixler. The other time that happened. There's the last episode. It was amazing.
It hasn't happened in my tenure, but there's 25 episodes.
We had Daniel Day-Lewis on. We interviewed him. After he got that Oscar for Let There Be Blood.
Yep.
It was a pretty intense fucking episode.
Yeah. I just get the feeling that Daniel Day-Lewis wakes up in one of his different like method personas every single day. Like one day he'll wake up as like Last of the Mohicans, and the next time it'll be like Gangs in New York, and he just has like a really bad day.
Something you really don't know is actually Daniel Day-Lewis isn't his name. Daniel Day-Lewis is the name of a character that he's playing in a movie who's an actor that wins a bunch of Oscars for method acting. So he's not even Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
His name's like Bob Romano.
Bob Cthulhu.
Bob Cthulhu.
You were going to say Barbara Ann, weren't you?
Yeah, his name's Barbara Ann. Is that better?
Thank you, yeah.
Why do you have your
so what up? Piece of pop culture are we discussing today?
I don't know. Nobody watched the movie.
Did you guys watch Z Nation Season 2?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody but me. I don't have time to do anything. My life sucks. I haven't played a goddamn video game since October.
Me and Matt
started
actually
thinking about just making it up so it sounds like I have played things. Like, that would be great. Like, oh yeah, guys, I totally played Rainbow Six this weekend. I've been watching Fargo Season 2. Has anybody watched that yet?
No, I haven't watched Season 1.
Yeah,
I didn't think that could get better than Season 1, because that's how good Season 1 is, but yeah. Season 2 is probably better.
I probably wouldn't. I don't know if I would ever watch Fargo Season 1 if you hadn't lent it to me.
Yeah.
Who were some of the notable celebrities in Season 2?
Well, it's got, so you know Burn Notice?
Yep.
The main character from
Burn Notice?
Michael Donovan.
Yeah. He's, like, one of the head, like, gangster families, and this season takes place in the 70s, and so it's, like, a 70s, like, mafia time, like, piece. Like, it's really, really cool. Bruce Campbell is Ronald Reagan. He makes a...
It's got multiple Burn Notice actors in it.
Yeah, nice. I feel like they got him, and he brought Bruce Campbell over.
It's Ronald Reagan. He has to come with me.
Ronald Reagan things. And then it's got, what's her name? Mary Jane Watson.
Oh, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, who won an Emmy, I think, for Season 2.
I saw that. I did see that.
It's just got it's got Ted Danson, who I love with a passion.
He's pretty cool.
But, it's got a lot of, like... Kieran Culkin, Macaulay Culkin, yep. The lesser Culkin, isn't it?
The lesser Culkin.
Yeah, but it is really, really good. We did this thing where we got cable for some reason because it was like $20. Because they're like, please buy cable. Nobody buys cable anymore. Like, all right, fine, $20. And I discovered that there is an Xbox app that's like the Time Warner cable app. So even though I don't have cable in the bedroom, all the shows that are on cable are on demand on the Xbox 360. So I've just like queued up Fargo season 2. I'm like, this there is actually smart move, cable. This is actually really, really helpful. It's like Netflix, but for cable.
Yep.
But that's what I've been watching mainly, and reading comic books. Yep. What have you been playing, Matt?
What are you reading?
So I have the Marvel Unlimited app. It's $100 a year, which is less than $10 a month, or you can buy it for $10 a month, and it is Netflix for Marvel Comics. There's like 100,000 comics on it, like current stuff. So I've been going back and just reading entire runs of stuff that I never had the time or the money to read.
Is there like a current cutoff? Like, is
6 months?
Okay, so, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, so how they keep like, because they don't want to directly compete with their own like print comic books, is that like new this week is something that was released 6 months ago.
Cool.
But if you haven't, if you're not up to date, which I'm not, you have it's literally hundreds of thousands of comic books to read. So it was really good. It's really like the app's really quick, really easy to navigate, and it's literally the entire Marvel library up to 6 months ago.
Cool.
Highly suggested. The one thing that's cool if you like Star Wars is they added the Dark Horse Star Wars, all of it, to the app. So Marvel, when Disney bought Marvel, they yanked the comic book license from Dark Horse because they now owned a comic book manufacturing mill.
Right.
So one thing that was cool, I guess, is that they also bought all the license to everything Dark Horse had ever printed, and they put it over on the Marvel app, which is cool. I've been reading some of that stuff.
Awesome.
But what have you been playing?
Shit ton of Fallout 4.
Damn, dude.
Level 76 now. Just got a. I think there's like two girls that you can have a romance with, and
yeah,
did that.
Romance dudes.
Yeah.
How many dudes can you romance?
Just
can you romance Nick Valentine?
All of them.
No, you can't. Can't romance Nick Valentine. You can romance.
I don't understand why games today have such a bias against people that want to have sex with robots. I just want to have sex with robots, but then I got a bunch of rape threats.
Actually, I don't
on my Twitter account.
You romance anyone else besides MacReady?
It's kind of a spoiler, but you can have sex with a robot technically.
Cool. I don't want to know anything else because I feel like one of the companions is a robot that you don't know about. So
yeah, you can romance MacReady, and I've tried, and like it's a lot harder if you're a dude trying to do a dude. So
yeah, I don't think Paladin Dance is a straight shooter.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I haven't gotten. I just started rolling with him, so but yeah, that's I've pretty much gotten all the quests done.
Cool. So, what are you been playing, Daniel?
I've also played Flower.
What have you been playing, Dan?
For the first time. That game, actually, I'm going to say that is like the least obnoxious motion-controlled game I've ever played. It's just really
fluid,
chill and fluid, yeah. That's all I have to say about it. Other than that, it's kind of boring.
No Minecraft for the Cordelia or anything this week?
Nope.
Does she still play games, or is she into something else now?
She's playing games less because I meant to talk about this. Her sub account got like hacked or something. So like we can't access her sub account anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I looked it up online. Apparently it happens all the time. And like Sony got hacked again and they're not admitting they got hacked. The only way to fix it is to disable all profiles, and you can only do that once every 6 months. And, the people that go in and hack your sub account disable all profiles before they do that so that they have 6 months of free games on your profile.
That doesn't make any sense. That's a horrible system.
Yeah, it's really, really ridiculous. And you can call and you can complain on there. I haven't even tried because everyone I read about online that tried to do it was like, don't even worry about it. It's a waste of time.
Do you guys remember the old Xbox license transfer system where once a year you could transfer licenses to a new console? Other than that, you had to play online or not at all?
Okay, yeah. I think this is like kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Like, say, for instance, you had all like DRM licenses on the Xbox back in the day. They were assigned to the console and to the gamer tag. Mm-hmm. So say you had like your master console and you had all the games on there. Any gamer tag could play those games on there. Mm-hmm. And then say you went to like a friend's Xbox and you would download your games. Anybody could play those games as long as your gamer tag was logged in. Mm-hmm. But the way it would work, say I got a new Xbox I would put all my new games on my new Xbox, and nobody could play them unless I was logged in on my Xbox. Like, nobody, like, say me and my wife at the time had accounts on the same one. She couldn't play any of the games because they were purchased under my name.
Okay.
Well, you could transfer them to the new console, and it would assign them so anybody could play them again, but you can only do that once a year. So, like, say, like, your Xbox red-ringed, and you got one, you had it, like, you had it for 4 months, you would get it, and say you transfer it, say it red-rings again in the next, like, 3 or 4 months, then your games would not be accessible on the third console.
Unless by
the primary player. Like, other people couldn't play it.
That's fine.
Yeah. So it's kind of a similar thing here.
Yeah.
Fucking obnoxious.
What have you been playing, Danny?
I actually went on a kick. I've been playing ROMs. I played Dark Cloud 2 for like a week. Just because I really liked it.
It was on PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah, it was on PlayStation 2. I liked the game a lot. I liked it a lot. First time I played it, I didn't get very far in it. I can't remember why I stopped playing it. Based on when it came out, I'm pretty sure I probably rented it or bought it from GameStop and then returned it a week later. And never came back around to it. But I really like the world building in it. It's fun to do it again. But it, like, compared to like Minecraft, obviously, it seems like the most piece of shit system you'll ever come across. So. I don't imagine it really holds up too well without this nostalgia. I also didn't remember it being so grindy. Like, going from chapter to chapter, like, you'll finish chapter 3 and go to chapter 4. And, like, the first level, every enemy just absolutely destroys me. I'm like, ugh, this sucks.
Most RPGs back then were super grindy.
Yeah.
I never played Dark Cloud 1 or 2. Name sounds familiar, but I never played
Dark Cloud was, like, a PS2 like system release game, so
yeah,
it was the kind of game you only really played if you bought the PS2 right away. I didn't, but I eventually got around to it just because it looked interesting. I think it was like in a dollar bin or something like that.
My favorite weird launch RPG for a system was Lost Odyssey on the 360.
That was a great game.
It was amazing. And it was a launch title that just got like kind of like swept under the rug.
Yeah, too.
Four discs, yep. And I like the time mechanic with the rings.
Yeah,
it was really weird. You had characters that were just immortal, so they would die. But if the fight continued for like 3 more rounds, they'd just come back to life. And they're very rare in RPG.
Never played that. Who made that? Squeenix?
No.
I don't think it was
Squeenix. It was by it was like the lead designer of... I want to say it was Chrono Trigger. Somebody that used to work at Squeenix, and they made their own studio, one of those deals where they went on and did their own studio.
Okay.
It was a really good title. It had a really, really good story. Basically, you're a Highlander.
Yeah.
And you have, like, amnesia, I think, or something. I don't remember. But
it
was much better than Blue Dragon. Blue Dragon was awful.
I played through that, too.
I couldn't get through it. Did you ever play Blue Dragon?
No.
It was by the guy that did Dragon Quest. They did a game specifically for the Xbox 360. Art was amazing.
It was.
Yeah.
The game itself was just kind of flat.
It was a little weird.
I'm a big fan of like the mindless grindy RPGs, so I really liked Blue Dragon.
So what did you play, man?
I played no games this week.
Rewind it. Did you finish KOTOR yet?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't. I put it on hold while I was playing Dark Cloud 2.
All right, go ahead. Did you get to the twist yet?
No.
Goddamn.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I did not play any video games this week, mainly because all the shows and stuff started back up, all the primetime series and
everything. What have you been watching?
Everything. So
that's not very conclusive.
All the superhero shows came back, including DC started.
Arrow, The Flash.
Yep, Legends of Tomorrow.
Are there new episodes of The Flash?
Yep, brand new one came on Tuesday, and then Arrow on Wednesday.
Okay, so it won't be on Hulu until now.
How are those Legends of Tomorrow?
They did like a first half kind of thing on Thursday night, and like that'll be the conclusion to
what
thing.
What is this? I don't know what Legends of Tomorrow
is. Legends of Tomorrow is the Avengers second spinoff of Arrow. It's... It's like a rogues gallery mashup with a couple of the heroes from.
Okay.
So it's a
like Captain Atom and Captain Cold, and
you have Adam, White Canary, Freeze and his brother, or Captain Cold and his brother, and then you got what the hell? Who's the flame guy in that? I forget his name.
Firestorm.
Yeah.
Firestorm.
Hmm. Firestorm is two guys that meld.
Seen The Flash,
and then. Then you have Hawkman and Hawkgirl, and they're traveling through time with Rip Hunter.
Yeah, I remember the Hawkman and Hawkgirl episode of The Flash.
And they go through different parts in time trying to stop Vandal Savage from destroying us in the future. So
I really want to like those shows. I just can't get into them.
Yeah, Legends Tomorrow is going to be good because like Rip Hunter, he's, I don't know, he's kind of an asshole. I like it. Like, he's not like your gentlemanly superhero.
He's one of those people that are, this is the one thing I hate about society, is that there are always these like shitbag guys on television that are like the worst. Like the guy that was like Arrow, like literally the worst person ever.
Yep.
And then everybody loves him. But I'm like, if you knew that person in real life, you would hate that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially like season one
with Arrow. Oh, Oliver Queen's so dreamy and he's a superhero. He was banging some girl's sister and got her killed in a shipwreck. But yeah, like I hate it when they're like, oh, I love anti-heroes, unless they're an actual person, then I hate them.
There was that one introspective in Arrow to where like it all starts on the premise that they're like all shipwrecked and die and stuff. In reality, only one person ever died on the shipwreck that mattered to him, and that's his dad. Everybody else is completely alive and kicking ass. Well,
spoilers for people who may not have seen Arrow.
Oh my God, it's 5 fucking years old. So nope. They don't know that they're still alive. That's their problem.
Spoilers. I didn't know.
I do. I watched like most of the first season.
And then I binge watched Z Nation season 2, chatting with Matt while I was doing it, about different episodes.
I haven't watched it yet, so shut up. Yeah.
That's so good.
I can walk away if you guys want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, I don't mind.
But, I was just kind of hoping to make this one the Z Nation one, but if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single episode from the second season.
But, like, it takes crazy and just goes, like, to a whole new level of, like, batshit crazy, and it's the best.
Yeah.
They're watching a lot of movies, too, so, yep. I watched Hot Tub Time Machine 2. It's pretty okay.
Oh yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
And then a lot of other stuff, but I've just mainly been like cleaning up, getting the house ready, and don't plan on living there much longer. So,
where are you moving to?
I've been looking multiple places. I'm trying for Union.
So, what about there's those apartment buildings right over here, man?
I don't want to live up here.
You don't live in Ohio?
Nah. Nothing against it.
Union is also like a piece of shit. Move closer. At least get up like to Covington or something, man.
Yeah, I've gone like the Southgate and Fort Wright and looked there too.
Fort Thomas is nice.
Yeah, right there over the Southgate Fort Thomas border.
I almost moved to Covington.
Did you?
Oh my God!
There was a really nice house I was looking at in Covington.
Nice.
Turn your phone on silent. Jeez.
Yeah, we'll take all the chewing in the world. You want your phone rings once though, and you're dead to us. So when are we going to have a party at your house eventually? Come on, Danny.
I've been to Danny's house once.
Oh, yeah? What's it like?
What?
It's what you'd think of. Like, it's a house that a bachelor lives in. The upstairs looks very empty, and then I think Danny lives in his basement. So pretty much, right?
Oh, man.
You need a roommate.
Wait, when did you come over to my house?
When I came and picked you up when we went to Gen Con.
Oh,
like, the upstairs is, like, you have, like, a living room with, like, a chair in it, and then, like, a kitchen that has, like, a lot of dishes in the sink. And a bathroom, but then you go downstairs and there's like a TV and a computer desk and like the place in which Danny inhabits.
I'll just move in with Danny. We can be roomies. We'll party.
A whole upper floor I'm not using.
Should do that, man.
Yeah, he'd rent it out to you, I bet.
It's a waste of space.
Yeah. I'd probably save a bunch of money, man. Too. Mm. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can handle all that tang you pull in, though. Oh,
yeah. Constant tang rotation.
You have to deal with that.
Nah, I don't think Danny would. I don't know. Would you bode well with a 5-year-old being there half the time?
I see the wheels turning. Yeah, he's like, shit, I don't know.
Yep. That's the big red flag.
That's the least
roommate.
Insulting thing I can say right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So what else are we going to talk about? What's in the news? I saw that Mighty Number 9 is going to be delayed again, which is hilarious.
At least they apologized for it this time.
Yeah, they sincerely apologized.
Yeah, I mean, they sincerely apologized. Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Kickstarter is the worst. It literally is the worst. It has long exceeded its purpose, and now it's just a constant source of disappointment to people everywhere.
It's funny because this is actually the month that Kickstarter has stopped failing me. Like, all the things I kickstarted 3 years ago are actually finally coming out.
I need to check my Kickstarter for Pillars of Eternity, the card game, because I was told that it was going to ship. Like,
what else come out?
I finally kickstarted something. That MST3K revival thing.
Oh, I did too on that one. Yeah,
you did. Okay, sorry.
Mystery Science Theater.
Dude, the cast on that's pretty unstoppable. Like, it's pretty cool. Everybody they've announced.
Yeah, I don't know about Felicia Day.
Felicia Day, what a turd.
I don't know. I like Felicia Day. I like Jonah Ray. I think Patton Oswalt's in the mix somewhere.
And Patton Oswalt couldn't be bothered to show up for any of the Kickstarter stuff. So, like,
Patton Oswalt play one of the robots? Is that how it works?
He's going to play TV's Frank, his son of TV's Frank.
And then
who's like the
they
mad
got two
scientist.
New guys doing the robots.
Yeah, Baron Vaughn, and I don't know who the other guy is. I never heard of him before.
Are they the same robots or are they different robots?
Same robots. Same robots. Different guys.
Crow's Eye.
And...
yeah. I like the guy that does Crow, and I never heard of him before. I've liked Baron Vaughn previously, but I don't like what he does with Servo. Mm-hmm. At least I've heard so far. Anyway.
Yeah, so what were your Kickstarter things?
Oh, I Kickstarted a Mega Man board game. You've mostly it because it has like I had little awesome sculpted painted figures I thought were cool, and the other so that was supposedly shipping like this month or next month, and the other thing I Kickstarted a real long time ago was Hex, and part of the reason I Kickstarted is because they were supposed to have a like a single player campaign mode in the game. And they've come out with the game in like a full beta for like the last 2 or 3 years, but it had no single player whatsoever. It was all just online playing against other people. So I never got into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I'll play it now because I kickstarted that like pre-Hearthstone when it was like the only digital card game that looked cool. But everyone has a freaking digital card game nowadays. Yep. But they're doing it.
They're doing it.
Only took them 4 years.
I also kickstarted Super Troopers 2. So.
Yeah.
Did you really?
What do you think of that?
I did the Fandango one where it actually comes with 2 tickets. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is there anybody even like left in Broken Lizard to do that?
They're all 5. Still part of Broken Lizard. They Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan actually tour together, and they do everything together.
Yeah, I know and those then, two, are, but besides them, like...
Paul Soder, he directs a lot of stuff, and Eric Stolhansky, he does a lot of indie crap, and then Chandra Shekhar directs everything nowadays in Hollywood, so... Like, speaking of Burn Notice, he did a shitload of episodes of Burn Notice.
Did he?
Yeah. He's even been on Burn Notice a couple times, same way with, like, Royal Pains. He's on that show a lot, too.
Check that out.
I was the only one that watched those USA shows back in the day.
Oh, I love USA shows, man. I didn't... I really like Suits, but I'm about a season or two behind. Burn Notice rocked. What were some other ones back in the day?
Psych.
Psych was amazing. I've seen every episode of Psych. Monk was equally as awesome as Psych.
I watched all of Monk. I think
Psych
USA
is easily the best TV show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Psych is... Because, like, it's good on the whole detective premise, but then it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's just the wittiness.
Speaking of that, he's been in every Broken Lizard movie. The guy that plays Sean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's, if you watch, he has cameos in, like, all the Broken Lizard, like, in Beer Fest, he's the Swedish delivery guy. Stuff like that.
I like that guy. I've never seen him in anything else, though.
What the hell's his name? Yeah, I can't think of it. Sean Spencer is his character name.
Yeah.
Where's your phone? Look it up.
People come too much nowadays. It'll exactly. Like, I hardly ever look stuff up on my phone to, like, try and appease my mind. Like, you got to think of stuff. You got to have people help you out.
So whatever, man. Like, 50% Android now.
Beep, James. His first name is James.
James Hader?
Nope.
James Simmons?
I'll think of it.
So Iron Maiden are making their own RPG called Legacy of the Beast.
It's kind of
neat.
You're
a Maiden fan. Like,
who was the military guy that just made a game?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Rumsfeld, yeah.
Like artillery solitaire or something like
no,
that.
No, it's a version of solitaire that Winston Churchill invented.
Oh, Churchill solitaire. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually seems kind of interesting for a solitaire app. It's a new version of solitaire.
Solitaire is an oldie but a goodie. I like it. Spider solitaire is good too.
It's like a timed version of solitaire, and you play with like 2 decks. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I just assume no one watched those USA shows because I remember there was one SNL skit I watched once. It was a whole game show called "What Is Burn Notice About?" And they would just show clips of Burn Notice to different people, just like trailers and stuff like that. And it just shows like a bunch of people like in Miami, and they're like, "What is Burn Notice?" And like people make guesses. They're like, "A sunglasses commercial," and they're like, "No."
I loved Burn Notice. Then they released like the subsequent movie about Sam Ash.
There's a movie?
Yeah.
Burn Notice movie?
Yeah, about Sam's character. A prequel about Sam's character. Bruce Campbell's character.
I know who Sam is.
Yeah, they made a prequel movie about that. It has all of them in it.
Yep. I actually never watched the last couple of seasons of Renewed.
Another show I really wanted to like because I like Bruce Campbell and I just couldn't get into it.
Burnout?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Ash vs. Evil Dead, but I don't have premium cable channel, so I haven't been able to watch it yet.
It'll be on Netflix. I'm
going to have to download it less illegally, probably.
So what's up with Bravely Default, Raoul Duke?
I don't know. I saw that they announced the release date, so that was really cool because we were debating whether it was actually going to be coming.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about that a while back.
Yep.
Did so well here. I couldn't imagine it not happening.
Sorry. I realized that I kickstarted something like a year ago that was supposed to come out this month. So now I'm having to go dig and see if I'm actually getting it. I'm on the precipice of discovering this mystery.
Mine came with a bunch of digital rewards, and I totally can't figure out how to get them. Like, I know they're out there and they're available, but I don't know. I don't understand Kickstarter. And if you own an Xbox One, you can get The Witcher 2 for free right now.
I saw that.
Which would be super nice.
Mm-hmm. I never played Witcher 2.
Played a bit of it. I think I'd be more apt to finish it now that I've played more of The Witcher 3.
Mm-hmm.
Need to finish up Fallout so I can go back to Witcher 3. So I can finish that. So I can finish Metro Last Light.
Metro Last Light. Man, yeah, I bought that combo a long time ago. I forgot I have that game.
It's a good game. Like, I played a little bit more of it right before Fallout came out, and I was like, man.
The Game of Thrones and Borderlands episodic stuff, is that done?
Game of Thrones is done.
Okay, I need to go in and play them.
Yeah, they just finished Game of Thrones.
I bought the big pack, like the all five games for, it was on sale half off, and I was waiting for them to finish. Because, like, I got really pissed off waiting for Wolf Among Us to come out.
I always check Humble Bundle, like, every week, and there was a really good Firaxis Humble Bundle out right now, if you've never played any of their games.
Like Civ?
It's got, like, XCOM, Sid Meier's Pirates, Civ 3, Civ Beyond Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have buddies that play 4. Beyond Earth like crazy.
If you pay $15, you get Beyond Earth and a map pack, and 33% off the next DLC. Yeah.
If I played games on my PC, I'd be into that.
And it also has like Civ 4, it has a Civ 3, Civ 4, Civ 5, Sid Meier's Starships, and then all the DLC for Enemy Unknown on XCOM.
That's one bundle.
And they haven't even added, on Wednesday, they're adding more games to it, so I don't even know what else is going to be in there.
Does the price go up when they add more games? Or?
Well, the way it works is you pay $1, and then if you pay at least $1, there's a certain amount of things. They've added something recently where they have a fixed price. Like, you have to pay at least $15 if you want all of the Beyond Earth stuff. But the rest is just based on what the average that's been paid so far is. So right now the average is $9.93. But if you're going to get Beyond Earth, you're going to be above the average anyways. So $15 for all those games.
That's insane.
Nice.
They've been doing something else recently where they have part of, like, coupons as part of the bundle, like digital coupons. They had Life is Strange in there at one time where you could get like the first episode and then like 33% off the season pack or something like that. I did not bite on that because I do not like the episodic stories, really.
I've heard Life is Strange is really good though.
But they do the way they work is they put out like a list of games and then it's like runs for 3 weeks and a week and a half into it they put out like maybe 3 or 4 more games on it. So I'm almost wondering if they might what else they could put out. They might if they put out like a coupon for XCOM 2, like even like 5 or 10% off it, I might buy it.
Yeah, the episodic games are super frustrating. We've been playing Minecraft Story Mode. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing she has been playing.
Because I think XCOM 2 releases on like February 2nd or something like that. The timing would be ideal.
I meant to play XCOM, the one I never did.
Oh, man. You get attached to characters in that game, and if they die, they're gone. It's just like, they were so leveled up.
Yeah.
Oh, James Roday. That's Sean from Psych.
Okay. Has he ever had a starring role in anything else?
Starring? I don't think so. Not that I know of. Oh. We can start a podcast about USA Network shows, Danny. Come on.
I don't have the USA Network anymore, so it'd be a little difficult. Yeah.
Really? What happened to it?
Oh, I don't have
TV. Yeah. Oh, you don't have it. Yeah, I thought it went away. That's how little I care about it. It could have gone away like 2 years ago, and I wouldn't know.
Yeah, my girlfriend's biggest complaint is, like, at my house, I don't have a television.
What was USA? Did they do, like, We Know Drama as their logo?
Yeah, We Know Drama. That was their logo.
Wait, you don't have a television?
Nah.
So how do you play Xbox games?
Laptop and stuff. You can run the video into that. It's got an HDMI hookup.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm beginning to see why you don't play too many video games anymore.
Yeah.
That, like, sounds like a pretty shitty way to play.
I play majority offline, too. So, because, like, I'll play at my parents' house. Because most of the technology stuff that I get, my parents take advantage of. Like, I showed them how to hook the laptop up to the TV, and so they watch all videos off of this website that has movies on it. So,
which website? YouPorn?
Yes. My mom and dad love watching YouPorn. It's called Rainierland.
Rainierland. Okay. Yeah.
It's just all movies. Like, one time my dad was on there, and he's like, oh, he's like, Star Wars is on there. I'm going to watch it. And he puts it on, and the crawl starts, and it's in Spanish. He's like, I swear, if this is subtitled, I'm going to throw the computer. And all the audio was in English, but everything was dubbed and subtitled in Spanish. And it was pretty funny.
You think they would have done a Spanish language version?
Yeah.
Cool. What else are we talking about, guys?
Did you figure it out, James?
Yeah, it's shipping. Like, it's ready to ship. I'm excited. It's the Pillars of Eternity, the RPG that I kickstarted. They did a Pillars of Eternity card game. Like, looked pretty cool.
Physical card game or like computer?
Yeah, physical card game. So I kickstarted it.
Like CCG, LCG, or something like that? Or
neither. It's a self-contained
game. Yeah, okay.
It's like a
Phoenix.
Kind of. It's kind of like a deck builder, but kind of almost like a study in Emerald, where there's like a board and stuff.
Which DC deck builder has Constantine in it?
That would be the Heroes Unite one, nice. I think.
I like Constantine a lot.
Or actually, he's in one of the Crisis packs.
You see Constantine's on Netflix right now?
Yep.
I did see that.
I watched it the other day.
The movie Constantine is on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's in a horrible abortion to everything that is the comic, but it's one of the rare things where it exists in a separate plane, and it's very, like, I like it as a movie.
Yeah,
but it's not a very good homage to the comic.
Speaking of the opposite of that, I watched Catwoman today. And it was with fucking Halle terrible.
Yeah. Why did you watch that?
Came out on Netflix.
It was
right?
Just out on Netflix, and like I heard it was terrible. And
anything in that Netflix hopper that pops up when it comes on, Matt's like, I'm down.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Why would you watch that? So what'd you think? Let's do movie tonight is Catwoman. Instead of Danny giving the synopsis, it's going to be Matt. Go
I don't
ahead.
Know if I could give the synopsis.
Yeah, you can. Come on.
What's the...
Yeah, so let's talk about
being
Catwoman.
Like a jewel thief. She's like, it's like she gets her powers magically. They like kill her and a bunch of magical cats like come and give her
like
special
Bast,
powers.
The Egyptian goddess of cats.
It's like cats from all throughout history, I think. I don't know. It's this one special cat that's like attached to her called Midnight because she like saves him from falling off a roof.
Now, did she name him Midnight or was he like, my name is Midnight?
You know, I don't think they ever get into that.
Well, so did she, who called it Midnight first?
I think she called it Midnight first, but then like she met another lady who was like mystical cat lady.
It's like, that is Midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. I think the cat, like, astrally projected its name.
But, I mean, did that happen in the movie, or did she just start calling it Midnight?
I think she just started calling it Midnight. Like I said, didn't pay that close of attention. Jeez,
this is a really important, like, plot piece. I want to know, did Why? She come up with the name, or did the cat tell her that was her name? That's obviously a big thing.
Maybe it's that important.
Maybe it's
super important.
It's Pawpaw Midnight in cat form from Constantine.
Also, it's not Selena Kyle. It's,
really?
Like, Patience something.
Shaniqua Jackson?
Yeah, and instead of being, like, a prostitute, she's a graphic designer.
Graphic designer turned cat thief.
Right. And she works at a cosmetics company doing graphic design, and they have this new makeup that's coming out.
Were they experimenting on cats?
You know, that would have been a better movie, but no. It's
they weren't testing their products on cats.
It makes you look young forever, but if you ever stop using it, your skin like gets all scalded and gross looking.
Why do I always get this one? This mic stand.
I don't know.
I don't know why I get the one that you have to. I have to put my foot down on one of the legs, and I have to put my hand back here.
I think you subconsciously choose it because it's the most manly looking one.
But, is it?
Yeah. Because I set them up before you guys sit down, and then you guys choose. All
right,
where you
if
sit.
I don't touch it, it's good right here.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fucking terrible. She falls in love with a cop. She gets framed by Sharon Stone. Has a badass fight with Sharon Stone at the end.
Wait, you said badass. It was good. It was a good fight scene.
It was a pretty good fight scene because really? Sharon Stone has all this makeup on that like pretty much makes her skin marble. And, you know, Catwoman does these crazy cat.
And cats are classically
kicks.
They have a weakness when it comes to marble. They can't scratch through marble.
Yeah.
When they push it off tables, it doesn't necessarily break all the time.
Right. If I was like, I have to counter your cat powers, I would coat myself in marble.
Yeah.
Try to scratch through that cat. And her whip probably doesn't get through marble.
No. She like wraps it around her neck and doesn't do anything.
Right, because she has marble around her neck.
But for some reason, when she falls 10 stories from a building, she dies.
Well, marble shatters if you throw it 10 stories out a window.
She wasn't shattered.
It's physics.
I guess maybe her brain, like, you know, hit the edge of her skull.
Yeah, probably some kind of brain hemorrhaging.
Sure.
Internal bleeding.
I could see that. Anyway.
It's physics, man.
Anyway,
was Batman in it?
No.
Were they in Gotham City?
It's like no, when...
in New York City.
It didn't say Gotham City? They said New York City?
I'm pretty sure they never said Gotham City.
Are you sure? Are you pretty sure?
You've seen Jessica Jones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like when they shoot the guy in the head. He's got unbreakable skin, but it does still jostles his brain.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And that made sense to me for some reason. That seemed kind of dumb.
So they were like, we're in New York City. They never said the word Gotham. Did right. they say the words New York City? Or did you just assume that they were in New York City?
I think I just assumed it was New York City.
So it was Gotham.
Right, right.
So it was probably Gotham.
It might have been Gotham. I don't think it was, though, because...
Why do you think it wasn't Gotham? Why do you just assume it was New York City?
Because the guy, the cop guy, that her love interest, that should have been Batman. And for some reason, it wasn't. Like, in every other way, he was Batman, except for the fact that...
He was a billionaire that lived in a strange mansion with a butler and had a cave full of super weapons and vehicles.
He wasn't... No, but I don't know. If you watch the movie...
Well, in what other ways was he Batman?
You can tell that, like, in some earlier draft, he was supposed to be Batman.
What in other ways was he Batman, besides having none of the features that Batman
would
have?
He had, like, the moral code of Batman, like...
He wouldn't use a gun?
He...
Did he have a gun, Matt?
He did have a gun.
So he literally broke the only moral code Batman lived with.
Well, I mean, he's a cop. He has to have a gun, but he didn't ever use it on anybody.
Right.
And he wouldn't kill people. And
well, he's a cop, Matt. Why would he kill people? That would be a horrible cop. So you're just saying by default, because his job says don't kill people, that he was Batman.
Why are you giving me the third degree about this?
I just want to know. Why is he not Batman? I mean, it sounds like nothing like Batman.
I don't know.
Did he say NYPD on his cop car or on his badge?
I don't know. I didn't pay that close of attention.
That's just a very important detail. We could get to the bottom of this right now.
I don't know. We could look it up on the internet.
Yeah, let's look it up. Let's look it up. I need to know if it's in New York or Gotham. Because my bigger question is where is Batman in all this? And also, that seems like the villain should have been Clayface, because that's like the whole...
Yeah.
Was it Daggett Industries? Was Daggett making the makeup, Matt?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Maybelline.
Sure, really, I paid more attention to this movie, obviously.
I didn't think I was going to be like dissecting.
No, no. Nobody watched a movie and you stroll in here saying you're a Catwoman. Of course, you're going to be the.
I know, in hindsight, I made a mistake.
Her name's Patience Phillips.
Who?
Catwoman in that movie.
Hedaire Beauty is the beauty company.
Hedaire?
Yep.
Not Daggett.
Skin cream called the Bow Line.
The Bone Line?
Bow, B-E-A-U.
B-A-U, like bow?
Yep.
Like bay?
Laurel Hedaire, Sharon Stone.
Like Laurel from Green Arrow?
Maybe.
Does it take place in Gotham? That's all I need to know.
I'm looking. She's brought back by an Egyptian Mao cat. M-A-U.
What?
That's Mao, not Midnight?
Yeah, no, that's the kind of cat is an Egyptian Mao.
It's a very important distinction. Wasn't a Persian or a Hemingway cat or a...
It doesn't say where it takes place.
Yeah.
So it takes place in Gotham. Can you look up a picture of the cop? Because it'll say on his uniform. Look a picture of the cop up. I need to know. Oh, it's
Benjamin Bratt.
Benjamin Bratt. You say that like that means something.
He's the dude from Miss Congeniality. He's like that.
Also, no fucking idea who
you'll recognize him. You'll recognize him.
I've never
from seen Miss Congeniality.
So how would I recognize
multitude
him?
Of things.
Why is Miss Congeniality the first one that comes to mind if he's in multiple
New York?
Things?
Yeah.
Why isn't it in Gotham?
Here's what I think happened. They wrote the script, and the scriptwriter submitted the script the day that Batman Forever debuted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Batman Forever took Batman in a much campier direction than the script was originally calling for.
Okay.
And so they rewrote the script that day. And this was in 1998. The movie didn't come out till like 2004 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they just went from there and kept rewriting the script and rewriting the script until it like basically didn't resemble anything related to Batman at all.
Okay.
Because, I don't know.
So why didn't they just change her name from Catwoman to something else then?
Because
is it supposed to be the character of Catwoman?
It is.
But it's not in Gotham.
It even says in the beginning, like, you know, DC Comics or something like that.
I bet they really fought to get that removed from the beginning of the movie.
I'm not sure they cared at that point.
So what's our movie for next week?
Do you think it was that movie or is it later that everybody started to realize that Halle Berry is a horrible actress? Because she's never, if you look at her roles, like she's never like, everybody's ever been like, man.
Actually, she's the only thing critics liked about that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why though? Why? Tell me why she's a good actress. I've never seen anything where I'm like, oh, did you see Swordfish today? Halle Berry was fantastic in that.
No. Her boobs were anyway.
Did you see X-Men? Oh, Storm was the best character. No, she was by far the worst. Like,
she did a good
mannequin.
Job in Catwoman. I would have to agree. Like,
Storm got equal billing as anybody else on the cast. That's ridiculous. I don't know if you heard about that whole budget fight with the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Like, she did a good job of pretending to be a cat. Like,
me, yeah.
Like, there's like, oh, she, like, she's not in anything these days anymore because people stop. I think it's like a quiet Hollywood thing where, like, all right, so we may have fucked up, and Halle Berry is like the worst actress ever. Let's just stop putting her in stuff. But nobody's like said why. Like nobody's come out and been like, oh yeah, by the way, she was a horrible actress that we totally blew up in the early 2000s.
I mean, I think she just might have made a bunch of shitty career decisions, had a bad agent, and they stopped putting her in movies.
What's the one with Billy Bob Thornton?
Well, I mean, a really good actor would mean, even if they made a bad career decision, they would still be able to thrive from that.
There you go. Look at Danny coming up with the movie.
Monster Ball.
Yeah.
I only know that because it's referenced in a Jim Gaffigan joke where he's like, I could not believe Halle Berry is a homeless woman. He's like, this girl's beautiful. She could get some headshots together. She could be a model. Hell, she could be the next Halle Berry.
In the beginning of Catwoman, she's kind of a disheveled dork. And she pulls that off pretty well.
Nice.
Like, I forgot she was Halle Berry.
What's the next superhero movie coming out? Deadpool?
Yep.
Yeah, probably. Yes. Good Deadpool. And
Chimichangas.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Chimichangas, guys.
No.
Chimichangas.
Everybody hates Deadpool. You're preaching to the choir here. I literally hate Deadpool with a passion.
I think the movie will be funny, but I don't care for the character. So
the things redeeming about the movie.
Apparently, it's not going to play real well in international markets, which is a terrible thing for a movie. Like, China pulled it for excessive violence or something like that. That is horrible.
International markets are the reason we keep getting Transformer movies.
Yeah, they make so much money in China with those superhero movies.
So I'm a pretty big X nerd. I like the X comics, not so much the movies. I think First Class is probably the best one, though. It was a fantastic movie. I actually like Days of Future Past a lot, too. The ones before that are meh. X2 was pretty good. X2, yeah. The first one's kind of bleh. Third one sucks. But what I will say about Deadpool is that I was super surprised to see, like, actual Colossus in a movie. I saw the trailer. I'm holy shit, like, that's Colossus. Like, looks like Colossus. He's huge. So my favorite run of the X-Men is Grant Morrison's Extinction. And he introduces, like, he tries to, it's like the early 2000s. and the X-Men have been kind of stale for a really long time. So he's like trying to introduce some new characters and stuff. And one of Quentin Quire is probably the one he's most known for. He was an excellent new X-Men, but there's another one called Negasonic Teenage Warhead, who's actually in Deadpool. And I was like, holy shit, they actually pulled somebody out of the Grant Morrison X-Men run, which is pretty sweet. But yeah, I mean, I actually saw the trailers and I hate Deadpool. I absolutely hate Deadpool. And I saw a trailer, I'm like, that actually does not look bad. And then I saw the second trailer and he says Chimichang is in it. And I was like, you almost had me. Deadpool. He almost had me.
I'd rather have a Spider-Ham movie.
I'm punching my mic.
Yeah, I'm picking that up.
Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, I'll probably watch it just because they put a good Colossus in it. So, I don't know. I like Ryan Reynolds as an actor. I feel like if I don't see it, then I kind of like, I'm not doing anything as a comic book fan to push the leaving the PG-13 comic book series behind. You know what I mean?
Is it R?
Yeah, it's fully rated R.
Oh, that might be good then.
Like a hard R.
And that's why like I would like to see some more like mature comic book movies come out that just aren't on TV. Like Marvel's doing a great job with Netflix, but
first episode of Lucifer tonight.
I don't want to talk about that. Trying to ruin my goddamn day? Jesus Christ. Now I just want to walk.
What's the budget on Deadpool? I wonder. It's probably pretty low. If they're going to do an R and it's not going to do well in
international. I'm pretty sure like what, 40% of it came out of Reynolds' pocket. So
we'll see. I heard that they're doing an X-Force television show that like Fox is greenlit it. And so I think some stuff from this movie is going to go into that, which should be interesting. Like I really, really like the old X-Force, you know, Domino, Cannonball, Cable, like all those guys. So anyway, we'll see.
I just saw Days of Future Past. That's the only X-Men movie I've liked.
Really? I liked did you see First Class?
No.
You should watch it. Yeah, I've got it. You borrow it. It's really, really good. Like those two are solid. So we'll see. James Fassbender is Magneto. Is just
Michael Fassbender.
Sorry.
Really hated the Wolverine movies. I only saw one of them, but I hated it.
Oh, I was about to say the probably the three best X related things are First Class, Days of Future Past, and then
Wolverine in Japan.
Yeah, Wolverine in Japan, whatever. Because the Wolverine in Japan is just like Kill Bill, but with claws. There's an unrated version, and it plays like a Yojimbo movie. Like, it's the man with no name. Like, you're like, holy shit, somebody actually, like, he just stabs ninjas for days. Like, with blood. Like, there's no, like, you know, stabbing people, and like people's limbs are flying off, and he's just like cutting his way through Tokyo.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
What's
but
the name of that one?
I think it's
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine, okay. Yeah. And from what I understand, I've only seen the director's cut, but the theatrical version, they like took all the blood out and everything and toned down. But the unrated version, you should watch it. It's really good.
If he ever like actually stabs anyone like in the chest, it's always like off screen. Like the body's kind of laying out of sight. You see like you hear the shh, and then like. Yeah. It never shows anything.
In the director's cut, it's like limbs are flying off, and it's like the old like Frank Miller like Wolverine, like just like
Silver Samurai.
There's no
cool
superheroes or anything in it. It's just him stabbing Yakuza.
Yeah,
the last 5 minutes of the movie are not very spectacular, but other than that. Because the whole movie doesn't have any superheroes or anything in it.
Well, then the poison lady.
And then the final villain is like a silver samurai, but he's like in a giant mech. So that kind of pulls it out of like the realism that the whole movie's grounded in.
What year does it take place?
Modern day.
Okay.
But I watched it and I was like, wow, this is a really good movie.
I watched it on the plane to Malaysia last time I went.
Was it the director's cut?
No.
Yeah. Unfortunately not. Yeah, they're like dropping F-bombs and...
Heroes Were Born finished up for this year.
I heard it was awful.
Oh, it's so good. I don't know how
I actually haven't. I haven't watched it either.
It was awful too.
But the reviews are horrible for it.
It was great.
I don't believe. Like I don't trust your recommendations.
I think AV Club said it was awful.
Danny broke my fucking heart the other day. He's like, you know your movie recommendations. I've never watched a single one. Yeah. I'm like. Get out of here.
What movie?
None of them. Anytime I hear Mike Ish go like, it's a great movie, I'm like, it's probably okay at best. And
You're messing
up. If he says it's an okay movie, it means it's just god awful. Just god awful.
Like, I've had several sources of people that I know like good television tell me that Heroes Reborn is the worst thing that's ever happened.
No.
So what's good about it? Let's talk about it. Set it up. What's the story?
The story is it picks up about 5 years after.
Is Fat Cop in it?
Fat Cop is in it.
Jack Porkins the second.
Yeah, Greg Grunberg is Matt Parkman.
Parkman.
If you don't want me spoiling it, he's a bad guy now.
Okay.
He's working for the main villain because he controls.
Was that the telepath?
It's a telepath. Yeah, and what it is a big like conglomerate has like seen what's going on, and they see that an event is going to take place on Earth that's just going to wipe out humanity. So what they're doing instead of trying to stop the event, they accept it's going to happen, and they try and figure out a solution. And the solution they figure out is they capture Hiro Nakamura from the first series, and they're using his power to send stuff to the future. Because they're like, yeah, the event's going to happen. It's going to destroy the Earth for such and such amount of time. It'll be livable again then, or like at a certain day. So that's when they're just transporting everything to about like 8,000 years in the future, just to where the Earth is habitable again. And that's all it is them doing that. They're not killing anybody. They're not doing anything too awful, except for like what it is to
how the fuck did his powers go from I can go like a couple of days in the future to 8,000 years?
Even in the show, Hero's powers, like he didn't know the limit. Like, and the more you train, the better you get your power and stuff.
Yeah, he went back to like 300 years at one point, right?
Yeah, he went back like.
Yeah, I thought it was like an accident, though.
Yeah,
but it was like that's because he didn't know how to use them at the time. But it, like he refines his powers, and it starts out in the sense that you remember Mohinder Suresh, the Indian guy.
Yeah.
For the main guy. Yeah.
Who turned into the fly. That was awful.
Yeah. The way it works is to distract like the public from the growing concern of like why the weather's getting weird, why animals are getting weird, is they plan like Evos and humans are trying to like do the thing where they come together and stuff. They're having like a symposium, and they make it look like Mohinder is a terrorist, like a Evo terrorist that blows up the symposium.
And Evo, you're just saying mutants, right?
Yep.
We just talked about mutants. Okay.
Yep. Like if you have an ability. And so that makes the public hate the Evos, and it becomes like a big civil war kind of thing. And
right.
Just register, like don't X-Men. Register.
Yep. Yep.
And so it's while everything's distracted with that, the company's sending stuff to the future, getting ready. And come to find out, the person that created Hero's prison isn't necessarily a bad guy. He was just captured himself and forced to do it. And he his daughter finds a way to release Hero. And Hero gets released and everything like that. Well, the whole time in the background, you don't really know it, but there's two kids, a set of twins, that are supposed to like come together and stop the event rather than let everybody on the Earth die and like select few go forward. So it's them trying to get together. They don't know each other. Their minds have been wiped.
And is Peter Petrelli in it?
Peter Petrelli's not in it, but Claire Bennett is. She dies in the first episode, 5 minutes in, and which is kind of weird because she has the power to where she can like
heal herself. Immortal, right?
Yep.
She's Wolverine.
So I don't know if you remember the original series, but in the very last episode, she jumps off of a Ferris wheel, like the World's Fair, and stands up and it's like, I'm Claire Bennett. This is attempt number, whatever. Like, and just kind of tells the world about mutants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like, it comes off that, and like, she dies giving birth to two kids.
How like, did she die?
Present day. Would you like me to tell you?
Should you?
I'll tell you if you want.
It's like a big twist?
It's a big twist.
All right, well, don't tell me then.
Yeah. It's really cool, though. Maybe it's just like my fanboyism from season one of Heroes. And this
I like season one and season two a lot.
Yeah.
Season three and four are turds.
This reimagined some of that, and I think it brought like the power. Yeah, 3, 4, and 5 were complete shit. So
there were 5 seasons of that show?
There were.
Yep.
I stopped watching over the first.
I was about to say, I did not know there was a season 5.
Yep. Do you want to hear my hero story? You ready for this?
Let's go.
Let's go. So this summer, we were in Savannah, Georgia, and we were in this like restaurant. I don't remember what it was.
The Black Staff? That one?
No. And okay. We were like eating or whatever. And you know the lady that's the FBI agent on the first season of Hey, Parkman! That looks like the world's ugliest TV actress.
Yeah, she's that ugly chick that's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. She's in Carnival and everything. Yeah. So, like, we're sitting there eating, and I was like, I turned around. She's, like, at the table next to me. I'm like, holy shit, that's a girl from Heroes.
That's an ugly character actor.
And so, like, then I turn back around, and, like, she's eating. We make eye contact, and she's just like, fuck. Like, you can see it in her eyes. So I'm like, yeah. And she's, like, got her friend, and she's got, like, a hat on and, like, sunglasses, and she, like, takes her sunglasses off and rubs her face and like looks back, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. Fuck you. Yeah. Turn back around. But that was my whole story.
Nice.
Seriously, like, after I've never been a celebrity, but like 5 minutes after that, they just like got up and left. I didn't know what they were done with their food. I'm like, I don't think you're a big enough like celebrity.
Yeah, she's for,
like, nobody else in this restaurant, believe me, knows who the fuck you are. I just let her watch she's like a lot of shitty television.
Barely probably like a C-list actress. Like.
Yeah. At best. But yeah. Then I was like, well, IMDb, and she was making a movie in Savannah at the time. I was like, all right, that makes sense.
What movie? I wonder.
It was some. Yeah. It was a lesbian, like a movie about some lesbians. Or would
make sense.
She would make a great old lesbian.
She plays lesbians in lots of stuff.
But yeah, that was my story about her. I just wanted to look at her and go, Parkman!
Parkman!
But I didn't.
Good for you.
Yeah. Far be it for the high to be, you know, badgered by the lowly fan consumer.
Yeah, with Heroes Reborn, I was super surprised at how many people from the original show came into the new.
Really? You're surprised about that? Because none of them are doing anything with their eyes. They're probably like, please, holy fuck, are you doing another Heroes? Can I get in on that?
I just saw Porkman in something.
He was in The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
Jack Porkin's
Black
son.
Black 5 or whatever his name is.
It's not really Jack Porkin's son, but I want him to be.
Yeah.
Did you see the totally should be. Where Porkins is like in some certain way Snoke's. Like there's some article where how Porkins. I was like, yeah.
Everybody is Snoke's.
Yeah, yeah, those articles seem to be funny. Where everybody's like, this person is Snoke's.
Yeah,
yeah, I get it. Do you see that Star Wars was delayed by 6 months, so it's going to be a full 2 years instead of they push it back to December of 2017.
Really?
I think they just liked how it performed in over Christmas.
Well, and if you look at Disney's lineup, like there's Marvel movies coming out every summer from here to eternity. So since they now own both companies, why would they want to compete against each other for summer profits?
So they just stagger them.
Yeah. Avatar 2 canceled its December 2017 release, though.
Yeah.
They don't like want to 2 days after.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't blame them.
That movie, nobody's going to see that movie. They should just cancel it.
Doctor Strange is this year, isn't it?
Yeah, in November.
Rock on.
I don't think Avatar is a terrible movie. It just didn't deserve it.
Tell me anything about Avatar.
There's blue people.
Yep. Okay.
There's a big tree, and there's these.
Have you read that article? I think it's on the AV Club about how
it's the biggest cultural phenomenon that just disappeared.
In like a year.
Yeah. Well, they didn't do a lot of marketing for it. There wasn't like a lot of toys or I don't know.
Would you have wanted an Avatar toy?
I mean, no, but.
Okay, maybe that's why there wasn't a whole lot.
There wasn't like an Avatar cartoon, or
but the movie wasn't fucking good. It's so weird; like it broke so many box office records. It was the box office holder until Star Wars dethroned it. And I was like, seriously, up until now, nothing's beaten that movie. Like, the movie's fucking awful.
It did a lot of
it's forgettable.
Broke a lot of ground with 3D.
Yeah, if 3D, you can, 4K, that sort of thing. All that shit. It was the first one to go mainstream with that stuff.
Yeah.
We got I think Civil War is out in May, which is going to be exciting. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, cool. Yeah. I saw stills of Black Panther. The only person we haven't seen is Spider-Man so far, but I'm excited. That one's going to be good.
Spider-Man.
It's got a lot riding on that movie because Joss Whedon isn't doing the next Avengers movie. The guy it's two brothers or whatever that are directing Civil War directing it. So we'll see. We got the Ant-Man. Ant-Man's going to be in it. Black Widow.
I watched Ant with my dad the other day. He hadn't seen it.
Ant-Man's fantastic.
He got pretty hyped when Falcon showed up. He's like, that's the guy from the other movie. I was like, yeah.
Falcon, worst superhero ever.
Yeah.
I've got wings and some guns, and I can talk to birds. Good job.
He does not deserve to be Captain America.
Sam Wilson. Whoa. Just because he's black doesn't mean he can't be Captain America. Fucking racist.
It's not because he's black. It's because he's lame.
He is lame. Nobody ever said, oh, Falcon, that guy's cool.
So are Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes dead in the comic universe? That's why Sam Wilson took the mantle, or what?
So in the comic universe, you know how Steve Rogers is like 90 years old?
Yeah.
Something happens to his cellular structure where all of a sudden he just starts like deteriorating and aging. So he turns into an old man.
Gotcha.
So he can no longer, he's like an 80-year-old man now. So he passed the mantle. But they've already done like their solicitations for the summer, and obviously Steve Rogers is coming back.
Yeah.
So they figure a way to fix that, I guess.
What about
Bucky? But he's like the director of S.H.I.E.L.D., like an old man director of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now.
Nice.
Bucky Barnes is not in the comics like he is in the movies. Like, I don't know where Bucky Barnes... I think Bucky Barnes has been dead for a long time.
I remember there was one comic where he was Captain America, wasn't he? Like he took.
Oh yeah. He took over when Captain America got sniped. That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Winter Soldier. Isn't he like supposed to be the bad guy?
He is a bad guy. It's really good. It's probably.
I didn't get out to see it when it came out, and it never came to Netflix. And
it's probably one of the better ones of all of them.
Okay. I didn't see that or the second Thor.
Do you still watch DVDs? You watch those? Or, nope. Okay, so I can give you DVDs. I can bring them to you.
Second Thor is kind of
I don't buy DVDs anymore, but I'll watch them if you give
Second
them to me.
Thor is kind of a turd.
Is it?
It's not bad. It's
watchable,
not good.
But it's not great.
So, I fell asleep in the theater during that movie.
Thor is a really, really weak superhero. Like, okay, you're a god with a hammer. Cool. Yeah. Make that entertaining.
Not much.
Like, if they were, if the people that. So there's a guy named Jason Aaron, and about 3 years ago, he took over Thor, and they started over with issue one, and it's called Thor Blood and Thunder, and it's all like Frank Frazetta artwork, and he pretty much made like Conan the Barbarian with Thor. Like, it's super gritty, and it's all...
on Asgard.
It takes place on Earth like 600 years ago.
Okay.
So it's like Thor, like in the old days and stuff. And it just makes it like super badass. And like, the thing is like Conan Barbarian in like modern times. It's not that, it's not that like entertaining, but it's pretty like, you know, he's just like caving dudes faces in with Mjolnir and you know, it's like really, really cool and gritty. And if I were doing movies, I think somebody like that could be a cool Thor movie. Like, take him back 600 years ago. Like,
we should totally do that.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, oh, maybe the only good Thor stories are the ones that take place in Asgard.
Yeah,
like whenever he's on Earth, it's kind of yawn.
Yawn. Jane Foster.
Aren't they making a new Conan movie?
Conan
the Barbarian.
They already did.
Yeah, they did with Khal Drogo.
With Schwarzenegger.
They've been talking, like, Dino De Laurentiis and his, like, son have talked forever. Like, they made a King Conan script, and they wanted to shoot it, and then right when they're going to do it, Schwarzenegger got elected, and then, like, he's come back, and they've talked about doing it, but since that other movie failed so bad, they're having a really, really hard time getting, like, funding and stuff together.
The reboot.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad. I saw it.
I didn't watch that one.
I didn't. I tried to watch it, and it bothered me.
What's the one that came out with The Rock? Was that a Conan movie?
No.
Scorpion King?
Scorpion King.
That's not the hell. It's the new movie with The Rock. It came out last year.
I have no idea. Hercules?
There you go.
Okay.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw that. Yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Why? Scorpion King. What the hell? Because
is he not in a movie called The Scorpion King?
From like 15 years ago.
I like The Rock. I'll watch any movie with The Rock in it.
Oh, they're rebooting The Mummy with Tom Cruise. How crazy is that?
What?
No, yeah. Not.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Where? Show it to me right now. That is a credible news source. Yeah, no, please.
Wait, what are they rebooting?
The Mummy?
With Tom Cruise.
Yes. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a credible source.
So Tom Cruise. They called up Tom Cruise, one of the highest grossing actors in the world. Like, you know what, Tom Cruise? We think it'd be good if you reboot The Mummy.
Brendan Fraser. Like, I mean,
we're going to reboot The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
So did you watch San Andreas with The Rock?
No, I didn't, because it's not on Netflix. I'll rephrase that. If it's on Netflix and it has The Rock, I'll watch it.
2017. It's Tom Cruise, Sophia Bilello. I don't know who that is. But I'm loading up the IMDb page right now.
I go, shit, I'm rolling it up right now, too.
Go right ahead. Brendan Fraser doesn't act because he got, like, he started losing his hair and he got ugly. That's what, like, he admitted that.
Well, I mean, that doesn't stop a lot of actors. They
Bill Murray
and shit. Yeah.
Lucifer tonight at 9 on Fox. There's an advert.
Go stick that phone up your ass. Tom Cruise is in talks. So, talks. There's nothing confirmed.
I really hope he's not in the.
That was a Variety article from November.
Variety is a legit source.
Variety is? No, it's from November, though. I haven't heard it. Do you think it's 6 months? You think
it says 2017?
It's pre-production, right?
Yeah, Tom Cruise in talks to star in Universal's The Mummy reboot, helping to launch Universal's new era of monster films. Studio tapped Alex Kurtzman and Chris Morgan, blah, blah, blah.
It's a reboot of The Mummy, not The Mummy, the Brendan Fraser series.
No, it is not a reboot of the Brendan Fraser series.
Oh, see, there you go. Okay. I didn't know.
Okay.
What is The Mummy?
The original.
Like the old Boris Karloff mummy. Like the
Preprint mummy.
He's got, you know, the shit wrapped around him. And
Oh, like the black and white.
That type of shit. Yeah.
You got the Fantastic Seven that are the free print monsters that anybody can make movies about. So
it says Cruise isn't expected to produce, but he will play a major role in the development.
Okay.
Characters from the Monsters Universe films are expected to crop up Monster in each other's Universe installments, culminating in a new Avengers-style tie-in for the monster movies franchise, so like Dracula.
What's the limit for public domain? 130 years?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess Brendan Fraser's The Mummy was kind of a reboot of that, but it ended up being like something else.
Yeah. It will not be.
I love The Mummy movies, one and two at least.
Oh, they're my favorite. I've seen all the Scorpion King movies too.
Yeah. Oh God, the Scorpion King is bad, but I've seen
Scorpion King's great. Scorpion King 2 and 3 are terrible.
I enjoyed The Mummy and the second one. The third one was pretty bad. With that's the Chinese.
Yeah.
Do the Scorpion King movies ever get into how he becomes half scorpion?
Because he shows up in The Mummy 2 as a scorpion.
As a half scorpion. Yeah.
He's a Scorpion King, Danny. Of course he's half scorpion. He's not the human king.
No,
he's not half scorpion, though. He's a big Brock dude.
They don't ever really get into it, I don't think.
Well, that's because. At some point. Yeah, no. It says it in The Mummy 2. Like, he gets cursed.
Yeah, but if they make movies about the Scorpion King, I feel like they would build up to the point where he gets cursed.
He's pretty much Conan the Barbarian in the prequels, where he's just like a badass dude.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the first one, but I didn't know there was two more.
What's your favorite Rock movie? Mine's The Rundown.
Probably Scorpion King.
Yeah.
Oh, mine is Fuck You Guys, Go to Hell. The Rock is a horrible piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I can pick a favorite Rock movie.
How about Doom? Doom. That's my favorite Rock movie. Doom. Have you guys ever seen Doom?
No.
You've never seen Doom?
No, I haven't.
Man, we should do Doom for next week because it's great.
I've been meaning to see
it. My favorite Rock movie.
All right, Doom for next week.
All right.
It's decided.
God, there has to be something I like.
I'm not saying The Rock is good.
It's got Carl Urban in it. It's got Judge Dredd. So it's good.
I have to look at The Rock's.
I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
I've like seen like terrible like Twitter posts. Like I love just I don't know why just like stupid Twitter posts. I see them all the time. Like top 10 lists. And one of them was like, "Is it just me or does The Rock look a lot like Dwayne Johnson?"
Maybe my favorite movie is San Andreas or Central Intelligence or Fast and the Furious
or G.I. Joe
or G.I. Joe or Journey to the Center of the Earth or Journey to the Center of Earth 2. Maybe Race to Witch Mountain. Maybe Gridiron Gang. The Other Guys. That was a good one.
Other Guys was good.
Or The Tooth Fairy. That's my favorite.
Planet 51.
He was actually pretty decent in the one you just mentioned.
Planet 51.
No, it's
Race to Witch Mountain.
The first one.
I haven't seen either of those.
The second one that he's in. Yeah, Brendan Fraser's in the first one of those, so The Rock is in the second one.
Yeah. They should do another Scorpion King movie.
No.
They did that. They did a fourth one, just not with him.
Yeah.
No. God.
What's wrong with Scorpion King?
And then they keep saying that
it's good, dumb fun.
That Big Trouble in Little China is going to be rebooted with
The Rock. With Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. I was just reading that.
He's not
a very short list of like. I don't understand the convictions of people that suicide bomb things, but I'm not above showing up to that.
There's
the
also
Universal lot in a fucking vest full of explosives and ending that right there.
There's also a rumor that the Jungle Cruise ride is going to get a movie made, like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride did.
Oh God!
And it's going to be starring Dwayne Johnson.
That ride's not that great.
That'd be actually pretty good.
Yeah, we actually rode that ride like the past two times we went to Disney, and it's like an 18-hour ride for a 5-minute ride. It's a really bad ride too. But you know what? Movie that I actually really do enjoy was the Haunted House movie with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty funny.
It's good. I like it.
I like Eddie Murphy a lot.
I do too. What's he doing? He doesn't hang out with anybody anymore, right?
He doesn't. He had that sweatsuit incident when he passed out on a freeway and with trash bags over his body.
What?
Yeah, you remember that? That's what.
No.
Like, he went crazy after he made that like Meet Dave movie.
What?
And he was exercising with like trash bags on him and he overheated and like dehydrated and passed out on the side of the freeway in Santa Monica. Look it up.
No.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy was not running along the freeway exercising in trash bags.
Look, Eddie Murphy passes out running. Look it up.
If I could hold caught having sex with those trans prostitutes.
Yeah. That was back in the day.
I know. He recovered from that.
Exactly.
And he can't recover from passing out on the side of the road.
I think he just got tired of it. Like Pluto Nash was a big failure and then Meet Dave sucked and Oh, what else was
it? He's got the Shrek movies.
Oh, Norbit was horrendous.
Norbit was an awful movie.
Yeah.
I never liked any of the movies where he just dressed up as fat women.
There is not a single hit. This is not even pulling up anyway.
Hold on.
I Googled Eddie Murphy passes out wearing trash bags and it's not pulling up anything.
Usually your Google Foo is dead on. That happened. I know it happened. I would
no, it didn't. It's literally never happened.
You dreamed it.
I don't know. Last week I was so sick. I definitely had fever dreams. So.
Yeah, because I've never heard of that. Danny, you ever heard of that?
I wouldn't have heard of it even if it actually happened.
Are you talking about Martin Lawrence?
There you go. Martin Lawrence, critical. Same guy. Racist. Same guy.
Wow. Holy shit. Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Eddie Murphy has too much goddamn money to be riding, to be running on the side of the interstate wrapped in trash bags.
Yeah, apparently.
Was it after Black Knight? Was he trying to get in shape for Black Knight 2?
It was after Rebound.
Yeah. The Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy just became a weird recluse. I think I think there's like an alien parasite that takes over black celebrities like Michael Jackson, and then now it's leached on to Eddie Murphy. It took
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, it was with Dave Chappelle, and it took like a tried to leech on to Prince, but it was like, this shit is way too fucked.
Black Knight.
Yeah, have you ever seen Black Knight?
No.
It's a great movie. That's
not bad. I've seen that.
The poster's so stupid.
He works at a rent fair, and like that's how
it's like, somebody hits him in the head, and he passes out and wakes up in like medieval England, and everybody's like, oh, it is thou a black man. And then that joke for an hour and a half.
Yeah. I think we should do Black Knight for next podcast.
He's of the Moorish brand.
Yeah,
he's a bull. Which one, Black Knight or Doom? I'm game for either one.
Yeah, Doom. Right. I actually saw Doom in the theater.
Doom and then Black Knight next week.
I saw Doom in the theater as well.
Let's go Doom,
Allie. But
Doom.
Yeah, Doom has a scene where the entire movie's in first person for like 20 minutes when they're hunting down monsters.
Yeah, I heard about that. I never saw it.
It's really bad. Yeah. This is probably one of the worst movies I've ever
classic
seen.
Classic cinematography.
Exactly.
It was made by that really terrible director, wasn't it?
U-Bull,
yeah.
Yep.
He's fucking terrible. I've seen some of those movies.
I know. I hate most of them.
All right. We're done with this, right?
Yeah.
Do we have any emails? Anybody check?
Yep. No. Did you check?
No.
Did you check? Did you check?
It's on my phone. They come.
Or is this like the time you wrote Adrian Paul an email that never happened?
I checked a couple weeks ago.
I've never said I wrote him an email.
I said I might
eventually.
Nope. Still nothing since 9/16.
Yeah, so I have it on my phone. So.
What is up, people? Fucking email us at Nintendo Dreamcast at podcast.
Okay.
Nintendo Dreamcast podcast at gmail.com.
Some of our most popular emailers have been, Matt Fry? He's been lazy as fuck.
I don't think Matt listens to us anymore.
He does not.
I don't think John Crawford listens to us anymore.
John Crawford listens, so does Ryan Hickman.
I don't think they do anymore. I think Ryan Hickman still, but I don't. Yeah. John hasn't mentioned anything about the podcast. I've seen him the past couple of months. He usually says something.
You know, Z-Milts does.
Z-Milts. There's a few of you in the UK that listen. I'm really interested into why you picked to listen to us.
Tim. Yeah. Tim listens still, I think.
Tim Parsons does, yep.
That's about it. I think we're down to like two listeners now.
We have some girl named
How's our metrics?
They're up.
Really?
Yeah, so on crazy. Average.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, if Hate the Bowie wrote back right now, that'd be a bad timing.
We don't even have to release, and we still do like as well as we did like two years ago.
Can we get like a dollar per download or something?
We got the kid that died playing Pokemon games. He's not going to email back.
That kid died.
Yep. Oh.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Yep. I can't wait for The Rock to be in Big Trouble in Little China remake. Come on.
That's going
to
be sick.
I know.
It'll never happen.
James will not let it happen.
I will actually not let it happen. In my mind, this is a scenario in which someone would send somebody back in time to prevent it. And I'm just going to do it before they have to send somebody back in time.
Just be outside Dwayne Johnson's house with a sniper rifle. Like, come on, you lying bastard. Stick your head out.
Do you guys ever listen to My Brother and Me?
Yeah.
He did a thing one time where he's like, when McDonald's gets pizza, my future self is going to come back in time and bring me a hot, fresh slice. He's like, if that happens, do it right now. 3, 2, 1. And then they have like a whole charade where he comes back in time. It was pretty great. He's like, I'm just an 8.
That was a good bit.
Yeah.
God, that show is horrible.
What?
Yes, that's the McElroy brothers.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's the McElroy brothers.
What is that?
I know.
That's their. That's the one guy. That's his voice.
They have a podcasting empire now.
Yeah. I know. Built on shit. Why don't we have a podcasting empire?
I got so many ideas for shows.
The only episode that I will give them was I looked up because I heard they did an episode where they eat nothing but Totino's pizza. Yeah, and that was actually funny.
The Totino's super special. That was great.
Yeah.
But everything else is horrible.
Well, Totino's really did sponsor like 6 different podcasts to record an episode about eating Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, is that what they're making fun of?
They were one of the people that got picked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was a really sponsored episode.
I feel like they weak sauced the amount of pizza rolls they could eat because the one guy was like, I'm at 24 and I can't eat anymore. Like, bullshit. I've seen pictures of you guys. I could eat 24 fucking pizza rolls. So can we reach out to them on social media and I will challenge any of the McElroy brothers to a Totino's pizza roll eating contest?
For the longest time, one of them went to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I know. I think he still does, doesn't he?
No, he's out in LA now. Travis,
yeah.
Will you tweet them? Will you fucking do something? It's just tweet. Just tweet.
You're our social media coordinator.
Just do a goddamn tweet that says, "Dear biggest fattest McElroy, I challenge you to a Totino's pizza roll eating contest."
The fattest one is
live
the
video. I don't care.
Justin McElroy, and he's in West Virginia. He's like 4 hours away. Yeah. You've actually gone to West Virginia to see the show before, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Didn't you?
Huh?
Or was that Allie? Allie wasn't talking about lights. Yes. Candlelights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, make this challenge.
I will link the show. We can live, and I will tweet him.
Yeah. I challenge you now.
Totino's pizza roll.
Totino's pizza roll eating contest.
All right. Well, on that note, let's make it easy for them to find at the end.
You can visit us at Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at Podomatic.com. I don't know the actual address for anything.
It's Podomatic.com/Nintendo Dreamcast.
Good job. I forgot.
Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at gmail.com and then Facebook.com/.
And what's
Nintendo
our Twitter? Dreamcast. Tweet us.
At Nintendo Dcast.
Yeah. Tweet us.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.